Where I am is unreachable for most humans, but I am sure that gods and fairies and the spirits of long-dead animals and trees roam here. I stare back down the trail on which I had come. Creeper weeds and the odd tuft of grass had started invading the wheel ruts. My tracks are the only ones visible in the sandy patches. Being alone here, where everything has been pushed into silence and sky, is to be exposed to impressions that totally consume the senses. It makes one understand that you are at the mercy of forces that, should they be unleashed, would be immensely more powerful than what you could hope to survive. All that stands between me and catastrophe are my senses, my wits, and my ability to humbly apply them, and luck. On my break, I write in my diary, Africa bared consumes one. It overwhelms with its beauty and majesty and its dimensions of cruelty and kindness. I understand, again, sitting here in my rickety bush chair behind the meager sum total of my means of survival, what this infinite expanse of earth and sky is telling me. It is impersonal, brutal, powerful, and unpredictable. It rolls on in ancient rhythms that circle back seamlessly into each other. Day flowing into night, seasons from one to the other, and life into death, oblivious of what I call time. Time means nothing here. It is a mere human construct. Reality is an endless and repetitive ebb and flow in which we and our silly fabrications are absolutely irrelevant.